back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios. Going to the KODY phone lines now as we have Chris Butler, a senior forecaster with the National Weather Service office in North Platte, joining us. Chris, thanks for taking some time for us on the air this morning.
Oh, you betcha. Anytime. Happy to do it.
Now, Chris, obviously filling in for Sean. I hear Sean's on vacation. They allow that every once in a while out there, Chris?
Yeah, Sean works pretty hard around here, so we cut him some slack once in a while and give him a break.
We'll give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Now, even though Sean might get a break and the forecasters may get a break from time to time, Mother Nature not taking much of a break. Not a lot for severe weather here in the past couple days, but we did get some significant rainfall amounts here as of recent.
Yeah, we did. We did get some rainfall last week in southwest and western Nebraska, which has actually helped somewhat with the drought conditions that are ongoing across the western part of the state. Rainfall has been very spotty this summer. It's kind of been a feast or famine with rainfall. Actually, here in North Platte, just for the last 3 months, and that's kind of our key months for rainfall in North Platte, May, June, and July, we get about half our annual rainfall in those 3 months, which is approximately 10 inches. And we're right about normal for those 3 months, which has been great. However, we had a really dry late winter and early spring. April was really dry for North Platte. So for the year, we're still carrying about an inch and a half precipitation deficit for the first 7 months of the year. So we'd like to see those numbers come up a little bit, and that's why we're abnormally dry across Lincoln County, in reference to the drought monitor. We did have a really wet July. We had about 4.31 inches of precipitation for North Platte, and that was about an inch and a quarter above normal. So we fared pretty well, relatively speaking, in the North Platte area for July. Kind of an outlook on where we stand heading into fall. The latest long-range outlooks that I've seen call for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation as we head into the fall months of September, October, November. A warm and dry fall is what I would hedge at, for a forecast right now.
Okay.
Head into the early winter months. So.
So does that mean that the month of August will be warm and dry, you're expecting?
The latest trends I've seen, the official outlook is a below normal temperatures above normal precipitation. We have started the month of August out well below normal. As you can see, the last couple of mornings we had lows in the lower 50s. But we are looking at a warm-up as we get into the weekend and next week. I think if you look at the rest of the month, I think we're probably going to end up normal to above normal on temperatures. Precipitation is always tricky to forecast this time of year because of the nature of thunderstorms. It's very spotty, the precipitation. I would hedge more maybe toward normal to slightly below normal for precipitation for August for the North Platte area.
And then looking at this week, Chris, do we have chances of any severe weather coming our way here in the next 7?
We do. It's funny, we were talking about that when I walked in this morning. Tomorrow night, and again on Wednesday, we have what they call a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms for the North Platte area. It doesn't mean that the storms, can't be severe. It's more of a coverage term. So we could see some isolated severe storms tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. And then again Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night. Large hail and damaging winds would be the main threats with those. And then, localized heavy rain. Beyond Wednesday, I think things are going to calm down. We get a ridge that kind of builds into the central plains from the Intermountain West, and I believe that'll kind of push our temperatures back up into the lower 90s as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Some more summer-like temperatures and more heat and less precipitation as we get into the weekend.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Chris?
No, I really don't. If you look at the past 12 months for North Platte, we're still running about a half-inch surplus for precipitation, and that's because, you know, the latter half of 2019 was so wet last year. You know, we had our seventh wettest year on record for North Platte in 2019. You know, we've been considerably drier this year. We've been more toward the normal end of things, what we would expect out here in western Nebraska this year. So, you know, long-term-wise, we're still sitting all right. It's just in the last 6 months, things have kind of dried out across the area. So we could use some more rain.
Well, Chris, we sure do appreciate you taking some time for us this morning, and enjoy the rest of your week, sir.
Oh, yeah, you too, Tristan. Take care.
Thank you.